Good morning and welcome in. It's time for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning. Welcome in. How are we doing today?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you?
Doing pretty good. What do we have on the show for today?
Well, you know what? I'm really thinking we need to talk a little bit more about the beginning of school because I've got to tell you, with nothing being the same, the anxiety is getting worse than it has before. It is ramping up.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, it's just there's so much unknown. We had a little bit of, dealing with it in the spring, but, you know, it's kind of a whole different thing this time around, starting from scratch with these modifications, so that anxiousness is probably ramped up.
Well, you know, and it really is, and everybody is thinking about what is best for everyone in terms of kids getting education, for families, for people not getting sick, for the professionals not getting sick. How do you manage all that? What do you do with your children while you go to work if daycares are closed? Everybody is, they're trying to figure out 16,000, it feels like, different things. Even between districts, one district will say totally remote, the other one says totally in school. It goes back and forth over and over. So I think what's happening is many people are trying to do everything equally well. So if we take a look at what anxiety is, and we can tell we've got it when we start talking faster, when we start feeling a little sharper, a little less, a little quicker to anger, and then when we pay attention to our sensations, it's nervousness in the stomach, breathlessness, being hyper-focused or very distracted, and just wanting to escape, either escape through fighting or arguing about something, freezing, just giving up, or agreeing with whatever is in front of you. So I don't know what our parents are. Everybody's in different districts around here, but there's a lot of things that are competing for our attention. And you've probably, working in the radio, Mike, you probably see it all the time where you're getting the news reports about the newest government regulations and recommendations. Then a doctor will say something. Then a different politician or a different leader will say something else. The fact that our resources in our community are disappearing. We know that in the past grandparents or neighbors would help collaborate, get together, and it's being recommended that we stay separate. So it's kind of put an impossible, an impossible problem to solve, don't you think?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Right. So, we're trying to figure out collectively what can we do? Do we have enough technology? Is there enough safety, enough supervision? And here's what I'm going to recommend. At first, it's really important that every now and then we stop thinking about it. We can't just review a puzzle over and over. It's like doing a Rubik's Cube when you can't figure it out.
Right.
And just do it. When the outcome is so important and precious to us. So I would say it's really important to figure out what are the top priorities. Now, in my mind, for kids at this point, it would be making sure they get an education and that they're safe and supervised. And there's a wide variety of things to do. So we're going to have to decide, where do we fudge a little bit? Where can we adjust the other recommendations, because they're recommendations, so that we're working the best to get those goals? So, if the schools are not meeting in person, obviously that's off the table. So how do we make sure that we go to work, that we, that we can meet our needs as well as our kids? One of the things that I hear parents, when they come in right now, talk about is they're so afraid that their kids are going to miss the skills and those kinds of things,
sure.
The reading, the math that they need. What is really important to know is that whenever we get back in the building and see people in person, teachers know about child development, attention span, motivation, organization, and remediation. We know how to do those things and bring kids up to speed. I will date myself, but in the old days, they didn't really do a whole lot of reading before first and even the beginning of second grade. There was a lot of pre-work done, and kids were just fine. We will catch up. And I'm not saying we should go back to that. I'm just saying we can do this. And those teachers that are teaching remotely at this time also know those things. So they're not going to talk for 40 minutes at a time. They're going to do activities and show things that they, visual things. So I just want to let our listeners know, things will be okay as long as we don't come unglued as the adults. We need to think confidently, make the decision that works for you, your child, your family, your community. Work together in your smaller community if you need to collaborate. Resist comparing what other people do. If somebody decides to do the opposite of you, it doesn't make it wrong, it doesn't make it right. You have to live with whatever you do. And that's where anxiety comes from, is we think we have to match and be collective. Monitor the changes. Adjust. No decision is final. You can always adjust.
And we'll get through it.
We will get through it. You know, action decreases anxiety, and making a decision is an action. So, and we would love to talk to people.
All right. And we'll invite them to get in touch with you. That's all the time we have on today's show. But you can always go online to safeharboril.com, and you can find out much more. The show is called Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll see you again next week.